Brooks' first violin concerto, composed in 1866, has the right mix of passion and intimacy to engage classical music newcomers in the 21st century. So says soloist Rachel Barton Pine, who learned it when she was very young and continues to love it today.
For young violinists, Brooks' first violin concerto represents a milestone.
The Brook or Mendelssohn is typically the first romantic grown-up concerto that you're given. For me, it was the Brook.
Rachel Barton Pine was 11 when she performed it as soloist with the Chicago Symphony. She's played it countless times since, but not necessarily the same way twice, a point she makes when talking about classical music to people new to the genre.
When I'm demonstrating, I'll use the opening cadenza. The violin plays a little statement unaccompanied. You have a lot of room for personalizing your interpretation, and you can make it a little louder, a little softer, speed up, slow down, choose different fingerings, different tone colors. And so what we do with the music is really our classical improvisation.
The Brook also shows the range of vivid emotions classical music can express. Consider, she says, the second movement.
It goes from the most delicate moments to the most overwhelming, cathartic moments. It sounds like it could be telling something very, very dramatic that you might think of as a movie scene or something like that.
Also a teacher and conductor, Brook led the Liverpool Philharmonic from 1880 to 83. Writing in the Brahmsian tradition, he composed over 200 works.
He was a very sincere person, and you can hear that in this music. It's just the best of German mid-romanticism.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.